Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest this morning is Scott Appel, who's the president of Touch of Color. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Kemp? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to be with you this morning, the first interview for me in 2015. Let me just give a quick background and let you fill in the gaps. You did win when Floor Focus did their Future Focus Awards a couple years ago. You won in the sales category and the grand prize winner. So we've been watching you for a little while. You're probably one of the more professional and put together retailers in the floor covering business. And I understand you had a birthday yesterday. You just turned 38, right?
Yes, sir. The big 38 I turned yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I joke with my kids all the time, and I tell them that I'm 21, so it's easy because they're only 1, 3, 4, and 6, my four kids. But, yeah, I did turn 38 yesterday.
All right. So you're in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Touch of Color approaches the market in many ways. I know you've got a multifamily piece, a builder piece, a residential replacement piece. Kind of give us a lay of the land there, if you would.
Yeah, so Touch of Color, we're based in Harrisburg. We'll approach about $28 million in total sales this year. We do builder, multifamily, commercial, and residential replacement. We're actually a member of Big Bob's as well. We have two Big Bob's flooring outlet franchise locations in central PA as well.
Many people might not know how rapidly you've grown. You say $28 million. That makes you number 77 on our top 100 list that we did in November. We did a best practices on you just 2 years ago, and it was $17 million. So you're busting through some pretty fast growth here. And so congratulations on that. One of the reasons that I wanted to interview you is that, you know, as we step into the beginning of the year in 2015, granted, residential replacement is not a huge piece of your business, but for those retailers that are out there and they're taking a look at what they're going to try to do, maybe you can give a little bit of empathy to the rest of the business. I know you'll go to surfaces. You're going to look at maybe what's new in the products. I talked to you right before this interview, and you said that this year was really kind of somewhat of a crack in time and a lot of opportunity for retailers. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by that.
What I mean by a crack in time is on one side of the market, on the buy side, it's no secret that there's tons of capacity. So you have suppliers with tons of capacity, and if you look at raw materials, the way they've been going the past couple of months, I mean, oil and gas are falling like daggers, right? So you have oversupply coupled with raw material favorable positions. We're going to see some deals like we've never seen before at surfaces on the supply side. So we have that going on that side of the industry. And then on the sell side, I mean, at least for our builder channel specifically, I mean, goodness, we don't have enough labor to get work done. So we have increases to our customers, and we have decreases from our suppliers. So when I say a crack in time, it's one of those times in the industry where we actually have a little bit of leverage on both sides. So it's a time for us to really make some nice margin, for sure.
So as we talk about supply and demand economics, the retailer's in the middle, and on the buy side, you've got an inverse of what you've got on the sell side, because builders probably are going to have to pay a little bit more because, you know, that's the only way they're going to get it installed. And yet on the supply side, the people are standing in line for you to come buy products from them, right?
Absolutely. So, again, it's one of those cracks in time where everything's coming together, and we just have to be ready to take advantage of it, for sure.
Yeah. And so as you look at going to surfaces and you look at your mental process of maybe changing out a couple of supplier relationships, picking some other products, take us through a little bit of what your thinking will be as you walk around surfaces.
Well, I'm certainly going to meet with all the major suppliers and just kind of see the lay of the land, see where they're at. I know there's some suppliers who certainly are going to be willing and dealing more than others.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to come with our checkbook. So we're going to be ready to buy. You know, we have great credit, we have cash, so we're ready to make some deals and stock up on our inventory for 2015 and, you know, just take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace, for sure.
Yeah. Now, one of the trends we've been seeing is the shift from soft surface to hard surface. You're seeing that in Harrisburg as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time, for sure.
I mean, take, for instance, you supply, as you said, multifamily. And it used to be that, in an apartment, you'd have, you know, sheet linoleum in the kitchen and in the bathrooms, and then you'd have carpet in the hallways, living room, and bedrooms. And that's not the case anymore, is it?
Yeah, true. Good point. You know, vinyl plank, LVT, LVP has taken over in a big way. And we're seeing it throughout the multifamily segment. We're seeing it in the lower end with a lower end vinyl plank, and we're seeing it in the A properties as well with some better end goods. But, you know, typically the dining room carpet was typically in the dining room, you know, throughout the years. But the hard surface has been winning in that room in multifamily. Now living room, the living space. So you got the kitchen, you got the dining room, and now the living room. A lot of that's now going to vinyl plank. So we're seeing a big increase in our average ticket because vinyl plank obviously costs more, you know, for our apartment division for sure.
Yeah. Now, on the builder side, I've heard that some builders are potentially even moving back to an unfinished supply. Are you seeing that in your area?
We're not seeing that, but we're seeing a big shift to engineered. Mm-hmm. We're installing boatloads of 3/8 by 5 inch hand scrape that, you know, as our base in lieu of 3/4 solid hardwood. That's been working really well for us the latter part of 2015, and I think that trend is going to stay true in 2015 as well.
Yeah. Now, I should mention one of your affiliations we haven't mentioned is you're part of Floor Expo, because I saw you at Lake Tahoe this year, right?
Yep, correct. We were hanging there at Lake Tahoe. That's always a good time. Floor Expo does a great event.
Yeah, they are. They're sharp people. So one last little comment real quick as we wrap this up. I think it's very interesting about how you got in this business, and I just wanted to remind our listeners about that. You actually were a high school teacher before you moved into this business, weren't you?
Yep. I guess about 12, 13 years ago, I was teaching high school, and I kind of stumbled into the industry, and once I fell into the industry, I can't get out now because I love it.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, you're one to watch and a true professional in our business, so it's great to visit with you, and hope you have a great new year. I've been talking to Scott Appel, who's the president of Touch of Color in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.